Blog Talk Radio.
America, America, let's awaken to empowerment. This is Carol Ann Parisi. We need to save America now. We are conscious solutions for these tumultuous transitional times. Remember, friends, we cannot change what we don't confront. You know, personal development is a great thing. We need to be that change we wish to see. But we also have to talk about what is going on in America. And this is the Voice of Truth by Awaken Media. Because you know what? We are totally at a tipping point now in our country. And if we don't awaken to who we are and remember who we are, that we are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, amongst these life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, well, you know what? We're going to lose this great country. So thank you for joining me. There's one badass chick I want to give a call out to. Her name is Angela Ugarte. She's in Florida. And she, DeBrary Diner. And she wrote a note. And she's like, F you if you're a Biden supporter, don't come in my store. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know what? If you're a Biden supporter, and still, after having all those people murdered because of failed leadership or politics, come on, man. Come on, man. So, and I also feel sorry for this mother, this Karen Bourne. She's a Vaughn. She's a gold star mom. You know, these women lose their kids, and you get this ignoramus, sorry, this demented old man going ahead and looking at his watch. Come on, man. All right, well, let's get off of that. Let's get right to the Yasha prayer force portion of our show. And got some new treasures. We'll probably do one of our shocking secrets portion and then a new thing here. And it's a holiday weekend, Labor Day. Should be for birthing people day. I think it was a union day. Anyway, here we go. September number 2. This is from Jesus Calling for the Yasha Prayer Force part of our show. Jesus Calling by Sarah Young. Living independence on me is a glorious adventure. Most people scurry around busily trying to accomplish things through their own strength and ability. Some succeed enormously, others fail miserably. But both groups miss what life is meant to be, living and working in collaboration with me. When you depend on me continually, your whole perspective changes. You see miracles happening all around, while others only see natural occurrences and, quote-unquote, coincidences. You begin each day with a joyful expectation, watching to see what I will do. You accept weakness as a gift from me, knowing that my power plugs in most readily to consecrated weakness. You keep your plans tentative, knowing that my plans are far superior. You consciously live, move, and have your being in me, desiring that I live in you, I in you, and you in me. This is the intimate adventure I offer you. Thank you, Jesus, for being with us always. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being with us, leading us, guiding us, touching us. Your word tells us not to worry about anything and pray about everything. God, please keep your hand of protection on these poor innocent souls in Afghanistan, Father. Please help all these poor women and children and interpreters. God, expose the truth of what this president did and the duplicitousness of the conversation with the former president for the optics. God, expose that. Please, God, let our media awaken and want to just be part of the voice of truth. God. We need truth, God. We need truth. We need your truth. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for your protection and provision. We ask that you give wisdom and discernment to all of our leaders, your wisdom and discernment. We ask that you forgive our country for its sins, because you say in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people humble themselves, I will heal their land. So God, heal our land. Heal us individually. Thank you for leading, guiding, and touching us in all we do, Father. And God, just give us wisdom and discernment to know the next things to do for everything, and let us honor you and glorify you in all we do. We ask and pray in Jesus' name, amen. Remember, folks, all that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. We need to fight all of our battles on our knees. We need to go ahead, pray without ceasing. Then we need to go ahead and have determination to go ahead and help innovate and create the change that we need to see. Okay? Because some of these people are so full of BS. But let's go to our shocking secrets. Shocking secrets. Mm-hmm. Of American history. 115 surprising and amusing tales by Bill Coates. Remember, Thomas Jefferson articulated, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what was and never will be. If a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. Bada boom. All right, so this is The Price of Freedom of the Press. This is about Ben Franklin. I heard he was a pretty colorful character. But let's see what this has to say. Everybody knows that Benjamin Franklin left this nation quite a legacy. His inventions, his diplomacy, and his plain old common sense are still admired today. There was, however, one bequest that wasn't appreciated by all of Franklin's contemporaries, and it landed his grandson in jail. As he approached the end of his long life, Benjamin Franklin sat down to write his last will and testament. He all but passed over his son, William, not because he was illegitimate, but because the younger Franklin and his father were on the opposite sides during the war for independence and became bitter enemies. I didn't know that. Instead, Benjamin bequeathed almost his entire estate to his daughter, Sarah Bache, and her son, Benjamin Bache, B-A-C-H-E, Bache, Bache. Franklin left his printing press to Benjamin. Benjamin Franklin Bache, the grandson of Benjamin Franklin, took possession of the press at the death of his grandfather. He started his own newspaper, and by the late 1790s, he had become well-known for his caustic commentaries about the administration of President John Adams. That would have been all well and good, and except that it was against the law in 1798. Congress had passed the Alien and Sedition Acts, which, amongst other things, made it a crime to criticize the government in print. Oy vey. It should come as no surprise that the grandson of Benjamin Franklin would not be throttled by this egregious attack upon the freedom of press. He immediately began to publicly attack the administration's foreign and domestic policies. This, of course, brought Bache into direct violation of the Sedition Act, and he was thrown into prison. 2 years later, Thomas Jefferson replaced Adams as president, and he pardoned all those convicted under the Sedition Act. Sadly, did not free Bache from prison. He had died behind bars just a few months before. Apparently, the grandson of Benjamin Franklin had inherited from his grandfather not only the means to propagate great ideas, but the will to stand by them as well. Interesting. Well then, that's interesting. So that is from our book, Shocking Secrets of American History. And we have to remember who we are. But some of these things are just so fun. I didn't know Ben Franklin had a son that fought on the other side of the war. Interesting. Very interesting. And it's fun. I mean, some of this stuff is fun, but, oh, man. Friends, this is crazy times, and we just really need to be wise and do the right thing. And, you know, we've got to take good care of ourselves. I talked to someone today. They were going to see their doctor. And I said, just throw it out there, you know, see if they'll give you a prescription for ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. You think you were asking for freaking, you probably have an easier time getting what are those things called, painkillers, whatever they're called. Oh, my gosh, I forgot what they're called, darn it. The things that everybody get, you know, all these people got addicted to. I don't remember, that's crazy. But anyway. Yeah, would not give hydroxychloroquine ivermectin. Oh, that's just a bunch of crap. Well, I heard Joe Rogan said that he took it. His first day when he had COVID, and the first day was bad, but then he started taking these protocols, and he was fine. Please go to Daystar.com. I think it's called COVID.Daystar.com. They've got some great doctors, Dr. Tenpenny. Really, a really good lineup and very informative. Very legit people, not just, you know, talking heads that don't know what they're doing, you know. This is crazy times, though. I mean, you know, I guess I was watching the news last night, and Florida, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Illinois, Georgia, and several other states are going to be getting all of these refugees. Now, we're not talking the southern border because they're already dispersing them. And they say 25% of the southern border, quote-unquote, immigrants, are actually COVID-induced. This is the worst. This is the worst administration in my lifetime. I don't think anything has ever been this dysfunctional. We have zero leadership. I'm sorry, President Biden, sir, but you really should get cognitive testing. And if you can't even complete a whole sentence, it's not a good thing, okay? The drug I was thinking of is fentanyl, you know, the fentanyl, that kind of stuff. That stuff's not good either. Don't do drugs. Do herbs. But, I mean, hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, there's some stuff out there that you could take, I guess, to... what's the name of that? Boop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop. I don't remember. I don't do a lot of drugs. I'm quite antithetical towards drugs. But I would do those as a prophylactic. I guess a lot of people are taking the hydroxychloroquine as a prophylactic, and there's a protocol to do it. So maybe it's time for us to get new doctors or just go to that... Frontline Doctors, AmericaFrontlineDoctors.com, AmericaFrontlineDoctors.com, and go for it. You know, that's what I think we're going to do. And then there's another, there's a protocol you could do at home to test for COVID, and it's BINAX. It's the BINAX. It was like $24 at the Osco Pharmacy today. It was a little more at the Mariano Pharmacy. I'm going to go check it out at Walmart, see if it's cheaper there. But it's a home test. There's two of them in there. And you could see if you have the antibodies. I'm hearing a lot of sporting places, like here in Chicago, the Bulls are going to make people show their COVID card, their shot card, their vax card. Oh, my God, it's so sick. Yeah, show the vax card or show that you've been tested and you've tested negative within the past 72 hours, I think it was, or 48, I think it was 72. That's crazy. They're just starting. I mean, friends, this is like 1984. Candace Owens could not get a COVID test. She wanted to schedule an appointment for a COVID test, and the healthcare provider denied her access because of her political beliefs. What do you think of that one? Isn't that something? I think, you know, she's got a great platform, so she can speak up really loudly. And, you know what? People got to wake up to this stuff. I don't care if you don't like her beliefs, but excuse me? You're going to deny someone because of their political ideology? Excuse me, that's racism. There's a certain amount of there's got to be an ism attached to that, okay? There's got to be an ism. I mean, remember, I don't care if you're left, right, whatever. If you're a butthole, then you're get out of here. Who wants to see you anyway? Because you know what? That's low vibe. It's low vibe. We don't like low vibe. You got to admit, people that are more conservative have a higher vibe. Yes, you know what? They stand up for what they believe in. It's like, hey, get the heck out of my face. You know, that's fine. But they got a higher vibe. The left's always complaining, killing unborn babies and complaining. I'm telling you, this is just truth. This is truth talk time. It is. But, you know, friends, we got to remember, we got to get back to our Napoleon Hill, too. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. We could be, do, have whatever our heart desires. And, you know, God is good all the time. And that is the truth. But this is something that I love. That's a part of our history. And this is something I would love to memorize. But this is Dr. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. And I think it's just something we need to remember. Let's talk about it. Here we go. I have a dream. Okay? This is from Dr. Martin Luther King. He's speaking at the March in Washington, August 28th of 1963. Okay? So let's go over this. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. So let freedom ring. When we allow freedom to ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last. Praise the Lord. That was from Martin Luther King. He was speaking at the March on Washington, August 28, 1963. Here, another one. My fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you could do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man. John F. Kennedy, inaugural address, 1960. I wasn't even born yet. All right? That's who we are. That's who we are. I've got a great book, Comprehensive United States History. We're going to go through some of these, but I'll probably read the Dr. Martin Luther King speech many times because that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Kennedy, that's not what your country could do for you, ask what you could do for your country, like those 13 people that gave up their lives because of Joe Biden's ignorance. And then Dr. Martin Luther King, free at last, free at last. Great God Almighty, we're free at last. Do not judge people by the color of their skin, but the content of their character. We're losing character. We're bringing on foolish things like critical race theory, which is racist on its very essence. Come on, guys and gals, ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls. Let's be smarter than this. We are better than this. We are Americans. We are better than this. This country is good. We've done great things for the world. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. That's right. Let's start judging people by the content of their character. They're assholes? Get out of here. We don't need you. But if you're a good person, if you're awesome, yeah, everybody has a butthole moment. Remember, we are children of God. We are vibrational beings, okay? We have to have that vibe match our desires and our vision, okay? We need to get our negative emotions away from us. We have to be positive. We have to be encouragers. We have to be encouraging. We have to go ahead and display who we really are. So we got to get our vibe back here, friends. And see, that's exactly what the left is doing. The left is dividing us. And a divided country's vibe is very low. So why do you think morale is bad? I mean, come on, let's think about this. I mean, you go ahead and house divided cannot stand. You're more susceptible to negativism. And quite frankly, I don't mean to be rude. I just don't think Joe Biden is in his right mind. Okay? I mean, I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on television. But the man clearly has dementia. And it's a shame that, you know, the abuse of this poor man, they're using him. They don't care about him. You know what, though? The only thing these people care about is money and power. It would be really nice if people could awaken to that fact. But we'll see. We'll see. Hearing Joe Rogan here. Here, let's see what he's got to say. He's talking that he is feeling better. He used ivermectin. Yeah, the CDC is heavily politicized. Gee, that's not shocking, is it? You know, we're mask cults here, and I got to tell you, it's so hard to be out there with a mask on. It's really hard. And every day, just, I mean, especially now it's like warmer. It was so nice for those first, those past few months. But anyway, friends, this is Awaken to Empowerment Radio, Awaken America. I want to thank you for joining me today. I'm Carol Ann Parisi, and we will be doing this show again. And, yeah, I hope we tell you things here you're not going to hear other places. And stay with us. Join us again at Awaken to Empowerment Radio, and feel free to call in. We got a call-in number, too, for those of you who want to, you know, join me. Again, thank you for joining me here today. Be well, be blessed, be free, be that change you wish to see. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. And, of course, like we always say, peace of mind. Don't be a mask call, man. Don't be a mask call. Here we go. Peace of mind. Boston. Bye.